Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, the Meeting of the Inner Circle has just finished its 21st year and it moving into the 22nd year of production here, and I am always so grateful for the opportunity to speak, to allow my heart to open up and to share with you my concerns and to really consciously care to make sure that you are very much aware of how absolutely divine everything is and how blessed you absolutely are with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. Now, the issue is, can you feel how blessed you actually are? Can you realize, truly see, when you even look into your own eyes and you realize that you could never, ever work for, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded anything that is greater than who and what you already are? And to realize that for where you are in your life, when you look around, anything that you have in your life, particularly those things that you really, really care for, are things that you've wanted. You had a desire for them, and you were able to manifest them. And so we are utilizing the laws all the time. And now is a time for us to really exalt a full effort in truly coming to that place and space where we're fully participatory with the liberation of us as a global humanity, that we're coming into a real depth of real care and a height of real faith and knowing that regardless of whatever else is going on, that there is no way for the kingdoms and queendoms of light not to really be manifested upon the earth, because there is nothing surrounding the earth but the intelligence of existence. We're already in the realm of eternity. We dwell in the heavens. The earth is a paradise, and these bodies are our temples for where we meet God, where we commune with the spirit that we refer to as God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God. And if we are not doing that work consciously up to this point, you still can. And it's a necessity, because there are those ones who are pushing their agendas to make sure that we are in fear, and to put us in a place where we are not taking full responsibility for what it is we care to see in the world and what we know we have the responsibility to create in the world. You know, so the height, the people refer to God as the Most High, but the intelligence of existence is beyond all heights and all highs. And as we really center in the reality that we dwell in the divinity of existence itself, and that life is our gift, and nothing that man has made is greater than that which we already are. And so I'm thankful to be in a place where I have a platform to sow those seeds and reinforce you in the absolute truth. Because so much of the media is just giving you a skewed vision or a skewed framework of what is speculation and what is and what they're talking about and this and that. But the laws of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the power of God, the intelligence of existence is always, always in full effect. And to realize that we have a direct access by virtue of being able to tune into the absolute and supreme intelligence, or what others refer to as the divine mind or the mind of God, that the intelligence of existence has been so intelligent, so loving, so generous with itself that it has given us so much of itself. And as we are consciously carrying to be completely whole, to be in a place where we are moving higher and higher and expanding in our consciousness and being able to realize that we can have as much of the joy and celebration of life, as much as we can contain, as much as we could see, as much as we can feel ourselves having. But to come to that place and dwell in the reality that we are already so absolutely blessed. Our blessing is not based upon something else happening. Our blessing is not based upon what's in the bank account or what jobs we have or whatever. And whatever it is that we've had, it's taking responsibility to know that you are consistently creating. And we're creating by virtue of the capacity to have a value and a vision and to image and to imagine ourselves with or doing or having or becoming whatever. But we will never become something that we're not already. So wisdom would have us really ask to walk in the fullness of the all that we already are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, which secures us in the reality of our own immortality. But we have to come to that place where we are realizing and accepting and harmonizing with the reality that we are divinely designed and designed divinely. And 98% of what we are consuming does nothing for us except create waste, acidity, toxicity, insufficient oxygenation, dehydration, and oppression, depression in our systems. But we have been socialized by a culture of people who have not exalted the reality that there is absolute order. The ones who have really taken responsibility to be in the forefront of the people's minds. Even though every hue of people have those ones within it who know the truth, live the truth, teach the truth, love the truth. And the truth is not different for all of us. The truth is the harmonizing reality that we are each these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And there are those ones, they're just different levels of consciousness and conscientiousness and care that exist within all hues of people. Now, the issue for us is realizing that in our own individual lives, we are individuations of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and the spirit that inhabits these bodies actually dwells in the body, and the body is literally a vessel and a vehicle for our moving upon the planet. You understand, our being able to give expression to the divinity of our being able to access and activate the gifts that we've been given by virtue of the lineages that we represent, our inheritance, our heritage, and whatnot. And we are in a place and space, particularly where we're committed to truly maturing, that we have the opportunity to experience more of the brilliance, more of the love, more of the joy, more of the wholeness, more of the healing, more of the heights of what it is to be dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be dwelling as points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be in a place where we are supremely intelligent, intelligent enough not to be undermining ourselves, intelligent enough to realize that we are able to exalt a fuller effort and a full life's urge in really reversing any kind of issues that may have started crystallizing in our tissues as a result of the commonality of how we have been socialized under the tenets of a death culture, under capitalism, laissez-faire, let the buyer beware, where we have access to that stuff that they call food that literally is poison for us when consumed over decades, consistently over time. Manifesting in the cancers, the heart disease, the diabetes, the pandemic that was already in full effect prior to this thing they call the coronavirus. You understand? Now, when a people are feeding off of that which the body has no use for, then it is taxing all of the organs, the digestive systems, the systems of elimination and everything, so that we are in a state of suppression and oppression at the cellular level. Now, acknowledging and respecting the reality that we're divinely designed and that we're all breatharian first, so that the breath is literally the animating, maintaining, and sustaining force of our existence, that food is not. That it is not a necessity, it's something that we've gotten used to, and now we have to step out of feeling entitled to be eating that which undermines us as our free will. You understand? When people claim to have the free will to be enslaved to an appetite and a desire and lust and passion that undermine their life and their life force, then it doesn't help anybody, particularly if they have children. You understand? So the degrees of accountability, responsibility, duty and obligation that we have as men, the progenitor of lineages and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, to really know how to live is foundation for our being able to transcend, transform, and transmute all of this towards our greater good, so that we are healthier than we've ever been. Why? Because we're exalting a full effort to do so. Because if we have no value for our lives, then under a death culture, you will literally be dying much more quickly than you could possibly be healing, as a result of 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of cellular oppression through all of this mucus and nitrates and nitrites and behavior modifying chemicals that were the shelf stabilizers and the food colorings and the additives and all of this stuff. So in this now moment, regardless of what the situation or circumstance is, whatever you've been diagnosed with, the issue is, what are you living for? What really matters to you? And I know that it becomes extremely difficult for people who have been sick for a while, who have been cellularly oppressed for quite some time, that they really don't have the energy. You understand? And then this lie that we're supposed to be dying. We've got to really reactivate every fiber of our being and reprogram every fiber and cell of our being to accept the reality that we're dwelling in the reality of eternity. We're animated by an absolute and supreme intelligence that has divinely designed us to be vehicles and vessels of its light, of its love, of its peace, of its poise, of its own presence and intelligence. Now, it's very difficult for people to really feel that divine and really feel that godly and really feel that righteous and whatnot, because they are carrying so much sludge from meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, and all of this stuff. Now, we have to be able to make the connection between our spiritual health, our mental health, our emotional health, our physical health, and our financial and material well-being. But if we are consistently trading our life currency for paper currency and then buying and consuming things that undermine our life currency, then there can be no real richness, because you're practicing impoverishment, because there'll be less of you, the you that is the spirit and intelligence that dwells in that body, that is charged upon the life force, the blood, and whatnot, so that when your blood has become sludge as a result of how much heavy and how thick all of that becomes, so that you're now on blood thinners, then you got to realize that your divine design is for your better good. And you can enjoy really doing that which is going to really facilitate a very expeditious and rapid path of clearing and cleansing, so that you are able to facilitate the body's natural capacity for regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, and healing at the cellular level, so that we are practicing and exalting wholeness. And there is no greater high than that. All of the drugs that are out here that keep people inebriated, intoxicated, and all of that, the food being one of the most pervasive drugs that people don't recognize as drugs. And so those ones who are drugged out on the food are bashing those ones who are drugged out on the crack, and those ones who are drugged out on the cocaine, and those who are drugged out on the meth, and those who are drugged out on the marijuana, and those who are drugged out on all these other things. I'm just saying is that the greatest way to come into the greatest high is to be completely cleansed from all of the stuff that literally creates so much toxicity and waste in the body. And every atom and every cell of your being is just so divinely designed that it is always receptive for more oxygenation, more breath, more water, more of the minerals that are really required as cellular food to charge you. But facilitating the cleansing, particularly now, I mean, we can't even begin to imagine how much more of the divinity of life we can experience. But we can get closer and closer to realizing how much more joy and happiness, and you can begin to imagine what it is like to really have no worries, to not be worried, to be in a full faith and confidence, to really activate the gift that you were given through the power of your imagination, the power of your mind, the power of your word, the power of your faith, the power of your enthusiasm and zealousness, and bringing forward life force and energy and life currents behind every thought and emotion and all of that. But you can't do it if your body is heavy laden with all of this toxicity. And so to have leverage in this system, even under this thing that they call the coronavirus, if you really feel vulnerability and susceptibility to it, inhaling your carbon dioxide is not a healing thing. You understand? And when your immune system is really active and activated, then you don't have to worry about these things. But the agenda has been to suppress the immunity with the masking, with the sanitizers, with the gloves, because we are not dwelling in the reality that we dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that there is so much more in the air that we could think that is there, that the presence of this thing that we refer to as God is what we are actually dwelling in. That which we put upon our skin is getting into the blood. Those chemicals that are sanitizing you and whatnot, it's not necessary. What is necessary is to stop feeding off the carcasses of dead animals, because they rot and decay and decompose in the body temple, so that any real threat of viral, bacterial contagion and whatnot is going to come to you through the flesh of the dead animals that you continue to feed off of, the pus and the mucus of the cows and whatnot. We were not divinely designed and designed divinely to be the vessels and vehicles of decay and decomposing flesh and blood and the proteins of other beings like that. It just doesn't work. And even those ones who've done all of the bodybuilding with all of the eggs and all of the cheese and all of the carbs and whatnot, their bodies break down, those muscles atrophy, deteriorate, the integrity of their cells cannot be maintained and sustained when the body is being poisoned. And so I'm encouraging us to realize that there is a real way to protect ourselves and to ensure our progressive unfoldment and our progressive liberation and resurrection as a global humanity. But we cannot truly listen and follow the tenets of those who have already proven that they do not have the best interests of the people at heart. How do we know? Because we were already under a pandemic of abortion, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and all of these things, that the people themselves, you all have become commodity to these people. You understand? Commodity in the multi-trillion-dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. And so we don't have to participate consistently with this, but you have to be in a place and space where you are literally remembering and accepting that your body is your temple. It is where you dwell. And if you are overweight, it is the retention of waste. If you are eating that which has very little
nutritional value in terms of the potatoes and the yams and the starches and the rice and the beans and all of the breads and sandwiches and subbreads and pizza dough and all of this stuff, then yes, you would be more vulnerable and susceptible to anything because all of the mucus becomes paste in the body, and because you are breatharian first, then all of that mucus begins to clog all of your organs, your tissues and whatnot, so that when the runner, gold medalist Florence Griffith Joyner, was autopsied after passing away 18 hours after eating a pizza, they found that all of her organs were saturated in mucus. She literally suffocated in the mucus. Even though she was a gold medalist athletic, you look good, you understand. So I'm just saying, we can sculpt the sludge, but the body is still perfectly and divinely designed for oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, and to be consistently cleansing. And our responsibility is to be able to facilitate opening up the channels of elimination, particularly after being raised in a society that exalts its right to be wrong, exalts its free will to be enslaved and to make slaves out of everything and everybody, slave to your appetites and desires, your lusts and your passions, to the degree to which you will undermine yourself and undermine other ones. That's what the pedophilia is. That's what the rape and the molestation and all of that is. All right, but the day for that is done. We have to rise in the light of the truth of the ones that we are. We're being called to return to the house of God. We're being called to remember the divinity of being. We're being called to make a full atonement, to come to a place and space of repentance and to release and let go of that which no longer serves, never served our greater good in the first place, but to realize that we have the capacity in this now moment to choose that which truly serves our greater good, that ensures the continued progression in walking in greater and greater heights of realization, revelation, epiphany, and harmonization with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, and being so delighted to be fully participatory in the elevation and the exaltation, the reconciliation, the harmonization of a fallen humanity and humankind. There are so many beautiful people walking now, waking now, casting off the lies and the delusions of things, to feel as though a handful of people should have power and authority in our lives. There is no one who can have a greater authority in your life than you do. But if you will not take authority, and the authority comes in harmonizing with the intelligence of your being, the will of existence, the laws of existence, and really respecting and reverencing how divinely created you are. And so just as you acknowledge that there's a best way to facilitate the mechanical operational functioning of your automobiles and your trucks and your motorcycles and your scooters and all of that, I'm reminding you that there's a best way to take care of the vessel and the vehicle of your body, through consciously caring to clear your emotional and mental bodies from the thought of all of the trespasses against you and all of the shame and the game and the blame and all of that stuff, to really take the time and process it and forgive it and release it and let it go consciously. You understand? You want your heart to be light as a feather. You want to be in a place and space where nothing that has gone forward can interrupt your now moment of rejoicing in the blessedness of your being, and realizing how blessed you are in light of, in spite of situations and circumstances, allows you to be triumphant over those situations and circumstances. I don't care what it's called. But being present as a point of the presence of the Absolute, realizing that the oxygenation is a necessity. And as people get strong in their walk, and their return to the house of God and the divine mind and the divine design of these body temples, to understand that there is nothing unseen that we could call virus or bacteria that is a detriment to us, more so than the viruses and bacteria that's already in you, that no one can give you a greater illness than what's already brewing in you. And even though it's brewing in you, you understand, there's no contagion that we really have to be concerned about, because the oxygenation and the mineralization and all of the elements of life are there for our protection and our immunity from it all. The clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the consecration is the way to be victorious and triumphant over all situations, circumstances, and situations, to be in a place where you are realigning, reattuning, and walking in the harmony of the divinity of your being. That's what time it is. You can accept it or not, but the acceptance of it and doing that work is going to be your assurance of the victory and triumph that we're being called to accept and to step into. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama again, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so the responsibility that we have as the wombed man, as women, is absolutely awesome. And because we have not been socialized to really know how absolutely essential our right alignment in being perpetuators of the lineages of ones, then we have been socialized and miseducated and religiously trained to be a part of a system that undermines the wellness of everything and everybody. And this is one of the reasons why there is going to be even more dis-ease. It has nothing to do with the coronavirus. I'm just having to put that forward because it's necessary for us to really be given some other thought than what mass media is giving you. Now, had we been in a life culture, a life-enhancing, life-enriching, life-exalting culture, as opposed to being under the auspices of a death culture, those who believe in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, and disease as multi-trillion dollar business, those who laid foundation for this country through the marginalization, the subjugation, the domination, the entrapment, and the murder of our indigenous families, and the building up of the place of by our African families and whatnot, and then to think that they own everything and that they have the right to do this is just pure delusional. The right to be wrong is no right at all. And so the hues of ones, now that America has become a melting pot of world culture, people from all over the world live here, and our wealth and riches and beauty is part of coming from all over the world. We have to, at some point, respect the reality that the divinity of our being, that divine mind, is manifesting and will manifesting itself through so many ones. But there is a need for a greater, vivid self-reflection. and self-expression, in the exaltation of life, and the perpetuation of life, and the reverence and the respect and the regard for life, and for the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. Because nothing and no one is here as purpose in being to undermine everything and everybody for money or just because that's what they want to do because they think they can prosper from it. And so the necessity there is now exists for us to come to a place and space where we would prefer to be correctly aligned in life. We would prefer to be harmoniously reconciled with the purpose of being and the intelligence of existence and the will of that which we refer to as God to become our will for our lives. It will be a much greater thing than just working a job for a dollar that doesn't need to, the job doesn't need to be done in the perpetuation of all of this garbage. You understand? And so the garbage that is manifesting in the streets as filth and whatnot, the real filth is actually in the people, which is the foundation for all of the sickness, the illness, and disease. But women who are in the hospitals and on the boards of hospitals and in the banks, and we're in every echelon of society. And I'm just saying is that the sickness of this society cannot, it cannot license and certify and degree us to be out of alignment with the purpose of existence and the duty, obligation, and responsibility we have as the wombed men to be the perpetuators and the exalters of life. To know that that's what it is that we should be doing wherever we are. And if, as wombed men and men, we took seriously the responsibility as the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages, if we really took seriously the responsibility that we have as fathers and mothers and sons and daughters and grandsons and great-grandsons and all of that, if we really understood the bridge that we are from the ones through whom we've come, the ones who are with us and the ones who've yet to come and who've come through us, then we should not be doing the kinds of things that we do for a dollar. And those things that we do for a dollar puts us in a place and space where you just, at some level, it's just a different level and form of prostitution when you do things that are detrimental to oneself and one's life force. And so the system in and of itself is not something that can be salvaged in a sense, because there's karmic debt that's already associated with it. But we, as individuations of this presence that we refer to as God, coming to a point and place where it truly matters to us that we will take seriously our lives to be cleared and cleansed and purified and not just want to be successful capitalists. And the greatest objective we have in our lives is to be able to pay our bills and, you know, get an insurance policy and be able to leave something for our children once you die. I'm just saying is that life is a much greater, it's much greater than this. And as life is as great and divine as it is, then those of us who are filled with life should be much greater and much diviner than what we've been taught. And so now we've got to break the shells. We've got to move to a point and place where we are really caring to go deeper, to reach higher, to be in a place and space where it matters to us how we will walk this walk and how we will stand on behalf of those who could not and would not. You understand? And for those who are grieving, my heart is open to you, but I am encouraging you to not mourn the loss as much as really celebrating the love, to really allow those who have loved you, those who've lifted you, those who cared for you and whatnot, to let that influence be something that spurs you further, that allows you to go deeper in terms of your own personal commitments to the substance and the quality of man and the substance and quality of woman that you will be on behalf of those ones who you have come through. You understand? We represent lineages of people. And for all of the ones whose names we can call, most of us under the system of oppression that America has been perpetuating in the belief that we're supposed to be dying from things. You understand? Then we saw the adulteration of our parents and our grandparents, the smoking, the drinking, the eating all kinds of things, the inconsistency, the contradictions, the hypocrisy. You understand? We saw the infidelities. We saw, you know, daddy and granddaddy and them having families outside of this and this and that. I'm just saying, we have to come to a point in place where we care to facilitate the healing of our lineages by becoming whole and duty, obligation, and responsibility of women right now is to go deeper to do the clearing of our emotional and mental bodies from the pain and disdain and the shame of abandonment and rape and molestation and being touched and fondled and always having to these predators called men. They call themselves men. You understand? I'm just saying is that this whole frequency of immorality through just a blatant will to oppress and suppress. You understand? It's just the continuation of a mentality that is just toxic. You understand? For people to think that they cannot have fun unless they're intoxicating themselves. For people to think, or for a man to think that he's not a real man unless he can drink and smoke and be whorish. And devitalize himself. I'm just saying is that a lot of this is programmed from this one. But these brothers that are coming forward now, they can't afford to follow that if they would live. And so those of you who have sons and those of you who have daughters and whatnot, you don't want your sons and daughters to be in a place where they would prefer to be out of alignment with the will of existence or the intelligence of their being. We don't want to be in a place where we are co-signing off on the genocide that exists, that is the intention that each generation is degenerating because of the intensification of the toxicity of all of the things that are marketed for children. You understand? But women work for these companies. We work for the advertisers. We work. You understand? We are the advertisers. We're doing the jingles. We're buying this stuff. And this is what I'm saying is that the responsibility, duty, and obligation of women of all generations and all hues to come to a point in place where we will not participate with it, to understand the power of the money, the power of the economics, the power of our will to really perpetuate health and being whole as opposed to just holiness. You understand? So the churches were espousing holiness and, you know, but serving the flesh of dead animals after church. I'm just saying is that we have been exposed to the thought and the teachings, but they did not really exalt the 360 degrees of love, light, wisdom, and truth that allow us to be whole beings. And so now we have the opportunity to embrace it because we should be the progression of all of this. So we have the benefit of what their realizations and revelations and epiphanies were, but now we have also the benefit of understanding how the divine design of our body temples and who we are, what we are as breatharian, and how damaging all of the breads and the rice and the pastas and the beans and all of this, and it doesn't need to really be a part of every meal, particularly when you have been diagnosed with something that you want to get rid of, to heal from. So the necessity of knowing how to cleanse and to know that we have to do the cleansing daily, just as you ate pancakes, waffles, breads, toast, cheese toast, all of this stuff daily, meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, donuts, candy, honey buns daily for decades. I'm just saying. The body is so intelligent that it can get over a lot of this, but you have to facilitate the process. And that's why I offer life support at 678-760-9299. And what I find is that those ones who, you know, we were all living a certain kind of way, at least I assumed so, you know, 30, 40 years ago. And now to see, you know, that everybody seems to have taken this oath that as I get older, I'm just going to blow up. You understand? just blow up. Everybody's carrying all this extra weight and waste in their systems. But as we are maturing, we should be becoming more refined, more defined. We should be in a place and space where we are able to articulate a truer path that is securing and assuring our progression in life. As living beings, as loving beings, as beings that are intelligent enough to realize duty obligation in laying proper foundation for the progressive unfoldment of our lineages through the educational systems and through the religious and spiritual trainings and this and that, that we cannot afford to follow that which has been so common and think that we have something that will have leverage over it. It's now important for us to accept duty, obligation, and responsibility as maturing ones. And to reprogram that whole thought about getting old. We dwell in the realm of eternity. How do you know? Because that's all there is. The earth is as big as a period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of all there is. We're in it. And men do not make this world spin or blaze the sun or have anything really to do with that which is it the insurance and the gift of our lives. So we definitely should not be listening to them about how to really facilitate real immunity when everything that they've shown is their blatant disrespect and disregard for the perfect design and functioning of our body temples by poisoning our children coming out the womb with all of these shots and vaccinations and this and that, as if that what they've gotten out of the laboratory is greater than what can come from the mother's milk. And so the power, there's a power that we have when we care. There's a power that we can step into when we truly care to really be realigned and reconciled in the truth of our being as these points of this absolute and supreme presence, and to be supremely present in it, as it, on behalf of it, and to realign ourselves so that we get the benefit of the realignment. You understand? Now, there are planetary alignments. There's a lot that's going on. The cosmic is supporting our liberation and our resurrection. You understand? Now, what we know is that a path that, or I'll say this, an economy based upon creating sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood is definitely not sustainable. Being in agreement to license, certify, and degree ones to participate as those who are blackface behind white imperial ideology is not sustainable. Because after a while, those who really are the perpetuators and the sowers of the seeds of death will meet their tragic date with fate and death. Now, nobody really cares how long you'll be dead. You understand? Because it's an individual thing. And those who really believe that they have to die from something, then I'm sure that they surely will. But the issue is that we should not be killing ourselves. We should not be undermining ourselves. We should not be participating with our own demise. That is the evidence of our behavior having been modified, which is the evidence of how the chemicals that are the stabilizers, the shelf stabilizers, and all of these things in that stuff that they call food is affecting us. Because there's nothing natural about feeling entitled to undermine oneself. Nothing else in existence does that. You understand, all intelligences of existence, all those beings that have eyes at sea and they have hearts and bloodstreams and they're babies and they mate some for life. You understand, I'm just saying, intelligence of existence is intelligent enough to be always in a place and space where it exalts its desire for its freedom. It knows its food. It excretes its waste. It knows its kind. It mates. It perpetuates itself. And it has a sense of response. It responds when it senses that its life is being threatened. But the people are not doing that. We feel entitled to undermine ourselves and ourselves. We feel as though it's okay to work on behalf of the death industries, to be a part of a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, and disease through products that are marketed as being fun and being the life of the party and being sexy and this and that, all of these lies. And you're perpetuating the lie. And I'm just saying is that that really isn't sustainable. So just because it's been going on for 40, 50 years, but then we have a greater disease state than ever before, more obesity, more heart disease, more of all of the things that was already pandemic. Which is why we should be in a place and space where we will exalt a full effort to no longer participate in doing that which undermines the gift that we've been given, that is life. There's no way to truly reverence and worship that entity, being that we refer to as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Allah, Jah, Jehovah. There's no way to really exalt our real reverence for it and then undermine the gift that we've been given. As these points of it, the presence of those ones that, whose names we could call. And so at this particular point in juncture, you know, you have the opportunity to really get real about what really matters to you in your life. Because you see that people will support you in doing whatever it is you feel to do. If you want to smoke, they'll light your cigarettes for you. You want to get high, they'll make sure that you find a way to get high. You want to go and spew yourself and whatnot. You've got plenty strip clubs and all these places. And, you know, I'm just saying is that you have so much support towards walking and dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation. Those levels of moral turpitude or immorality and all of that that really doesn't allow you to feel, to really have the feeling, the depth of feeling and knowing of the whose that you are as a son or a daughter of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, which I would prefer to refer to as the intelligence of existence. And so coming to this place and space where it truly matters to us that we are utilizing the laws that govern us. You understand, self-knowledge, creator knowledge, creation knowledge are the trinity for how it is we become a liberated people. And I'm encouraging you too, in the midst of this, that if you really appreciate and find value with the program that I give here, then please go to WRFG.org and make a donation there. Because there is no way that you can consistently listen to what I'm saying and then not give anything at any time and then be all right with yourself. Because what I am actually exalting is the divinity of yourself, the divinity of all self. There is only one self, and that self is God. And to understand the power that we have when we will realign ourselves in the truth and the harmony of the love of the light that we were given, the opportunity to be vehicles and vessels of it. And to know that everybody has their gifts. Each lineage is like a thought that has issued from the mind of the creator, the intelligence of existence, imbued with so much of its own gifts, talents, skills, and abilities for gifting itself to the world through these ones. And we have ours. And even though there may be blockage and obstruction, even though there's a need for cleansing, the cleansing is easily facilitated where there's a care to do it. and coming to a point in place where it truly matters. But there'd be no way for the corporate deities of death and those CEOs and board of directors and investors and whatnot to have generated billions and trillions of dollars if the people themselves were not participating in undermining themselves. This is a foundation of the homelessness. This is a foundation of the addictions. This is a foundation of the mental illness. All of it is rooted in the fact that there has been an ignorance, ignoring the divine and perfect design of the body temple and the purpose in being on the planet to self-actualize, self-realize, and be harmonized with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, the ways of being, and to consciously be supported in doing that. And so, as women, as mothers, as grandmothers, as great-grandmothers, as daughters, as granddaughters, as great-granddaughters, I'm just saying, we cannot escape duty, obligation, and responsibility to do that which is in our now moment of obligation to our lineages, to do for ourselves, to clear up, clean up, and stand up, raise up. You know, because everywhere there's a woman who is undermining herself, then she's undermining her children. She's undermining those who love her. Every time she prepares a meal, if she prepares a meal of the flesh of dead animals and that which has no real substance, is mucoid, mucus. You understand, the potatoes, the yams, the fufu, the this, the that, and the other, the noodles and all of that. I'm just saying is that flesh and starch cannot digest in the body. They create and are the foundation of most of the issues that we're having. And then by the time you put the white sugar products and white sugar on top of that, or even the artificial sweeteners on top of that, that are causing so much of the seizures of the brain and the multiple sclerosis and all of this. And to realize that the change of mind, the change of heart is easy when we really care to do it, when we care to stand up, when we care to raise up, when we care to be well, when we care to be whole, when we care to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity and the authority that we've been given as these points of the presence of the Absolute or the sons and daughters of God, to really accept that as ours. And so, for wherever you are in this now moment, realize that you are the greatest gift you'll have, and the only real work there really is for us now is to clear, cleanse, purify, renew, rebirth, regenerate, rejuvenate, revitalize, revivify, and resurrect ourselves. To be in a place and space where it truly matters to us, that we will walk in the integrity of ourselves. We will stand on behalf of life, on behalf of all life, but we cannot support the degradation, the violation, the usurpation of other creatures and then feed off their carcasses and then be a whole people. So the justice that's in full effect is the justice of the animals and the heart disease, the cancer, the diabetes, and all of those things. You know, when people say, oh, well, I'm pretty much vegetarian, I don't eat any meat, I just eat fish. Well, the fish is going to have its justice in your life. You understand? Because it's got to rot, and the fish has so much maggots and parasites and whatnot in it that these things come alive in your body and begin to eat you alive. I'm just saying, the Crohn's disease and all of these other issues that we're having, they can be reversed, but you have to consciously care to change your appetite. You cannot have a healthy appetite for the flesh of dead things and expect not to create issues that will crystallize in your tissues, that will rob you of some of your joy and your peace and your happiness and your wealth and your prosperity, because you're going to start paying so much to try to recapture that which you're throwing away with every meal. So on behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of the children that are ours to protect, and to ensure their path of progression, then let us come to that place and space where, if you don't know what to do, then call your number for life support at 678-760-9299. Otherwise, knock, pray, ask, fast. Love the Creator with your whole body, heart, mind, with your whole heart, body, mind, life, and soul. This is Adama. I'll be forward.